Welcome to World Cup Report Worldwide, a podcast dedicated to worldwide events in the Blood Bowl community, with your hosts, Tim and Steve. Welcome to World Cup Report Worldwide, Episode 3. This is Steve, a.k.a. Kilowagi. With me, as always, is Tim. How's it going, Tim?
Ho, ho, hello, Steve.
Right around Christmas time. That's a very appropriate response.
Yeah. Yeah. Are you feeling festive?
Not particularly, but that's fine.
Yeah, sure.
A little warmer than it should be. No snow on the ground. You know, away from family and, you know. But that's fine. I get the day off. I'm going to go watch some movies and do my typical Christmas stuff. How about you?
Yeah, sounds like you're nailing it. Oh,
you got the good
I have like a 7-8-year-old, so yeah. I got like all the normal cliche Christmas stuff going.
That's
so,
the sweet spot.
Weirdly, we kind of do all our stuff on the 21st on Yule, so then we can do like all the parents' family stuff on the Christmas and not have it get in our way. So.
That's smart. Yeah, Scott and I were discussing that because he's got like 6 things to do.
Yeah.
Those 2 days, and that's not including his own family and Jen's family stuff. So it's just like, I don't know how you squeeze it all in. You squeeze it all in by picking a different day to do it. It makes perfect sense.
Yep.
Well, this is not a Christmas-themed episode, surprisingly. It is.
Oh, we'll see.
Well, yeah. It does have packages and surprises. But we're going to be going over, I guess the best way to say it is our perceived squad build that we would essentially take to the Immortal Cup. Is that a good way of saying it?
Exactly.
Yeah, okay.
Like if, I mean, at least this is what the teams I think I would play as a squad.
Mm-hmm. So, again, basic rules everyone should know by now. You just got to take 4 different teams and decide from their different, you know, routes and versions and levels and all that fun stuff.
Yeah, you have the 10 squad points and there's the different tiers, different costs, so.
But, you know, there's a lot of different ways to go.
Yeah.
The point value really makes it to where you can almost do anything as long as you're not taking 4 tier ones.
Right. Yeah.
You can do almost anything.
You can take a maximum of 2.
Yeah. Which still is a lot.
Right.
But with that being said, you took the lead on this, as you often do on most of the statistical stuff.
Sure.
What would be the optimal point values for the squad that we'd be taking, or the teams, I guess?
Like the total points we'd spend out of the 10?
Yeah, like, we'll get into the specific teams we're talking about, but let's go how many from each tier, I guess.
Oh, got ya. Yes. So, I mean, looking at tier 1, with it only being 4 skills, normally these are all the best teams that you always take. And I just feel that at the point cost and the very minimal skill amounts, I just don't really like the tier 1 teams, and I probably would take none, maybe 1.
Yeah, I'm with you on the 0. But what would the 1 be if you did?
If I had to take 1, it would probably be Dark Elves. I mean, they can work with just the 4 skills. They don't fit in great at the 1.1 million. The Dark Elf roster I made, actually, I only took 1 Witch Elf because it let me still have 12 players. And I guess I didn't care as much about having 1 less skill with 1 less Witch Elf to have to worry about. So
yeah. I think that's valid, because then you have 1 solid, dedicated piece to go after stuff. If they go down, it sucks, but that's the risk. Even if they do, you're Dark Elves. You can still pretty much do whatever you want.
Right, yeah. I mean, they're a great team, and one of the best teams, obviously.
Yeah.
I'd also consider Dwarves, just because, not even because they're so good, but I just think they're good against the teams that look good to me.
Mm-hmm.
With all that tackle and block, so you know, might be a meta call. They're kind of the other tier 1 team I'd think about.
Yeah, they're just not fun to play. So
yeah, right. And a lot of building a squad isn't just like pick the optimal four teams. Mm-hmm. You know, there's going to be a lot of different choices, and making sure you have coaches that are good with those particular teams is a lot of it too.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. So we're not taking any tier one. How about tier two?
Tier two, there's several teams I like. I mean, one that I feel like you always have to take right now, which is Underworld. It has the best win rate all the time, and it's not in tier one. So I don't know how you could pass it up.
Yeah, for sure.
But there's several other tier two choices I like. And I guess I don't know if we want to get into those or.
Yeah, well, let's might as well. I mean, the main thing was there's no tier one teams to take. You theoretically could take Dark Elves or Dwarves, but realistically, they're not good enough in relation to taking a lower team with more skills and money and stuff.
That's how it feels to me.
Yeah. We could be completely wrong. I mean, we often are. Yeah, right. But that is how it appears.
Yeah. Yes.
So obviously, as you said, Underworld's going to be one of the teams we take for sure.
They would be for me. I mean, until it's proven otherwise that they don't just have the best win rate at pretty much every rule set, I'd take them every time.
Yeah, and another one that's right up there with high win percentages that you mentioned taking is Amazons.
Yes.
Because obviously they're doing really well in the meta currently.
Yeah, and they're, again, tier two. If they were a tier one team, I don't think that they would be ahead of stuff like Dark Elves and so forth. But
right.
And the tier difference is big in this tournament. You know, a lot of times the tier difference is one skill, but it's two here. So it's quite a bit of difference.
For sure. And, you know, that's a decent chunk of the main money. So then we start looking into what else can be taken. And a team that is always well-loved by the community and hated by some. Halflings.
Yes. Yeah.
So, I mean, go for it.
I think halflings are good. Honestly, I really like the tier four teams in this format.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have a problem with playing any of them. Goblins probably the least, just because they can't really abuse stars as much as some of the other teams can, and they tend to perform the worst of any of these teams, but I really like halflings. I like ogres a lot too, and I think snotlings would be very competitive as well. So,
well, the fact that you
have the right star players available, I'd play any of those teams.
For sure. And the fact that you're getting 50,000 extra to start off with
is
not insignificant. And then the fact, the difference between A and D, or 1 and 4, is 4 skills or 10 skill points. It's a big difference.
Right.
Not to mention the stars.
You can also take mega stars in tier 4, but you can't do it any other tier. Which is another huge difference.
Right. And that's, of course, going to eat into your skill points, but that's well worth it when you're talking about someone like Griff.
And normally those teams need about 4 or 5 skill points, because it's not like you're going to want to put 10 skills out on Snotlings or Knoblars.
No, definitely not.
I'd much rather have a Morgenthorg or a Griff or whatever.
Mm-hmm. So those are the three main ones that we, meaning Tim, feels is the core of the squad that we take. And then that leaves us with pretty much the ability to take almost anything else we want.
Yeah, right. I mean, it would have 3 points left that way, so we couldn't fit any tier one teams.
Sure,
so,
but we don't want them anyways.
You're right, yeah.
And there's multiple teams that would be good, and one of the most popular ones right now is Vampires, because they just came out. They're completely different. Are they too good? Are they too bad? I don't know yet. You know, they're kind of new, but they've been doing well.
Mm-hmm. And that's happened with all the redesigned teams. They've all gotten like a bump in amount of games played and generally haven't performed well right away with the new rules. But I mean, I don't know if Vampires are going to be like Amazons, where they keep doing well, or like Norse, where they kind of fall off and people realize that they aren't any better and might even be worse.
Yeah.
I don't think Vampires are worse by any means.
Oh, no.
But,
no.
I mean, they're clearly better. They're tier two, though. Like, if they were tier three, they would be an easy choice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Again, the difference in skill points is a big deal when it comes with that. Mm. What are the another some other different choices that might be good?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of other interesting ones to me. I really like Slan, actually. I think as a tier three team, if you have somebody who's good at coaching them, they could be really good in this format. And a lot of times people don't play against Slan a lot, and they don't know how to play against Slan that well.
That's one thing that I kind of don't like about Slan still being around is
yeah.
There's new people getting into the game. They've never played against them. They have no idea what these are. And the only place to find the rules is on the NAF. Well, if this is their first tournament, good luck.
Right. Yeah.
And then they're just such a hard team to play against because they're able to bounce around wherever the heck they want.
And really, I mean, the rules are not designed with Pogo Stick being on three strength players in mind.
No.
Like, that has been taken away. Wood Elves can't even really do that. And the whole Slan team still works like it used to. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, they haven't, like, obviously, it's fine. It's not like they've been winning at some massive clip.
No, but, definitely not.
But I don't. I really like them in as a tier C team. I think you get a lot with them.
Yeah,
and that they would be good.
And you also
like Khorne.
As I say, you also mentioned Khorne, which again is one of these teams that you have to be good with them in order to do well with them.
Right.
And I've fallen into that trap of like, oh, I'm just gonna have fun and push people around and mash them and cause casualties, and then I'm just like gone. I'm like, nope.
Yeah. Yeah, that can easily happen with them if you don't manage your frenzy right, or your blood spawn gets killed right away or something. And they're not for everyone. They're probably not a team I'd play personally. I feel like when I try and play big tent pole frenzy big guys like the blood spawn, I'm too cavalier with them, and then like, you know, a fifth of my team's out of the game from a foul too early. And
oh, easily, yeah.
I just got to protect him better. But, I mean, Khorne got second at World Cup, and I feel like you can get pretty close to fielding that same team here. So
that makes sense.
It's something worth looking at.
Well, did we want to get into the actual rosters themselves if we're looking at this as a squad?
Yeah, that sounds great.
Okay.
And for the most part, what I tried to do here more than just like design my own rosters for everything was I took a look at kind of like high finishing World Cup teams and tried to translate from that to these rules as close as I could.
That makes sense.
So I guess looking at Underworld first, all the highest finishing Underworld teams had star players, which they can't take here.
Right.
So I based this off Lycos's list, which was one, I think, the highest finishing non-star Underworld team. And it has pretty much what you'd expect in all the main dudes. The Rad Ogre, which I put block on since you're getting 6 skill points. I used a double there.
Yeah.
Mighty Blow Blitzer, Block Gutter Runner. He took a Block Thrower, which I may or may not personally do. That one I feel like could be a lot of things. He has 3 linemen, one of them's with Dirty Player, then 3 goblins and 6 snotlings, which is, this is pretty standard as far as the positionals for Underworld right now. You can still fit in 3 rerolls, a coach, a cheerleader, an Apoth, and 1 bribe. And that's what I dropped from the World Cup's list was bribe number 2.
Okay. So
that seems like pretty losable if you have to lose something.
Now, the Dirty Player on a lineman, why not put that on a snotling or a goblin?
Because it's only 1 point skill on the lineman.
Ah, okay. That makes sense.
I mean, obviously, it'd be best on a goblin.
Yeah.
He could get around better and he costs a little less, but it's not worth 2 skill points, so.
Okay, that's a good point, yeah.
And I mean, you're fine fouling with any of those goblins or snotlings as well, but just foul with the Dirty Player until you run out of bribes and he gets kicked out, so.
Yeah, I just don't want to lose a lineman.
No. But I'd trade a lineman for a couple other dudes.
Oh, for sure, yeah. Or a star, yeah.
Yeah.
Don't have an issue with that. And that's 16 players. Are they allowed to do swarming?
No.
Because of snotlings?
No.
Okay.
Or, well, swarming, yes. Yeah, that's why you always take 6 snotlings, because that way you can, if you roll the 3, you can get 3 on the field. Yeah.
Yeah, but you have to field the snotlings, right?
Yep.
You can only bring on as many as you field.
So you always field 3 snotlings. I mean, the goblins are frequently on the bench. Like, honestly, you'd probably just take more snotlings if you were allowed.
That's fair. Okay, yeah. I was just going to say that makes if you're needing to put three snotlings on the pitch, then mm-hmm. having 10 positions that are not snotlings, could you drop two of the goblins and put, you know, use that extra money for something else?
You could. I mean, you could drop one goblin and get that bribe back with, because you have a coach and a cheerleader. But I don't know. Attrition is such a factor for Underworld.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just always kind of, I mean, you're going to lose 5, 6, 7 players during the match yourself, for sure.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
So just having maximum players, I think, is most important.
Fair enough.
Said 16 and the Apoth.
Yeah. And use the Apoth as soon as you get a knockout on a halfling. Or a snotling.
No. Probably not. But on any of the rats, I'd probably use it.
Oh, yeah.
If it was early.
So then, for Amazons, what are we looking at there?
So, I have two Amazon lists I made. One of them, they're both based off the same roster, which finished in the top 25, so pretty good. One of them is... I think they both have the same players, basically. But the first one has two blockers, one with block and one guard. Two blitzers, both with block. I fit a thrower in here, which they didn't have, but just the way the money worked out, I had the extra 30K. So I spent it on that instead of, like, coaches and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I do like their thrower. I think the on the ball especially is nice. Then I have 8 linemen. I have 1 wrestle one and 1 dirty player one, which a lot of Amazon teams took at World Cup, and then 1 bribe to keep that dirty player around so you can do some injuries.
Yeah.
2 rerolls. What I lost off the World Cup was a reroll and 2 coaches, and then I moved that lineman up to a thrower with the extra 30K. So.
Okay. And then we have another build where the blockers are, again, guard and block. Blitzers are block and wrestle. And then 2 linemen with block and wrestle. And then 7 other linemen, which again gives you 13 players, no thrower. And the 3 rerolls, 2 coaches, and an Apoth.
Yeah. Yeah, and basically this lost the bribe that they had and added an apothecary.
Yeah.
And since I didn't have the bribe anymore, the skill I got rid of was the dirty player.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Basically, you could definitely still take it. But
yeah, as I say, basically it's just a solid team.
Yeah. I mean, Amazons are just really good.
Nothing truly exciting, just solid.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, it's a team tournament, so just the capability of being fairly likely to get a draw is a big deal.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, if you're not losing, you're winning.
Right. Yeah.
Next up, we got Halfling, and there's a couple of rosters there that you put together.
Yes. So they're not only allowed to take Megastars, but they are able to take 2 stars if you want. So I guess the more exciting team to me is 2 trees, 1 hefty, 8 hopefuls, and Carlavon Kill and Griff Oberwald. Actually, it's 9 hopefuls, mm-hmm. sorry. So that way you have the 2 star players. I have the Master Chef still, no rerolls or any other staff. And since you have 2 stars, it's pretty limited on skills. I went with a block tree. I think it could be a pro tree just the same. Leader Hefty is an easy choice, and then Sneaky Git on a hopeful is nice for a 1-point skill.
Yeah. And the leader's basically just there in case you roll 0s on the chef.
Right. Yeah.
I could see that.
And I think I'd rather have it than like a guard tree or something anyway.
Yeah. Because there will be games where you roll 0s and it's not fun.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And I mean, even if you get 1 or 2, you can always use more rerolls.
That's very true. So then.
The other version, are you going to do it? Sorry.
Go ahead. Yeah. No.
Oh. The other version is very similar. It's just I only have Griff. So that lets you get 2 rerolls and add a hopeful for Carlos cost, which is nice. So you have 15 players then and rerolls on board. It also gives you 2 extra skill points, which I used to put pro on the other tree, but that could be block too.
Yeah.
I like having the pro one. I think it helps out with throw teammate and stuff,
moving
so.
And standing.
And, yeah.
I mean,
and not
all kinds
rooting,
of stuff.
So. Yep.
Now, you did have, we do have 60,000, or basically 120,000 for rerolls. This tournament does allow a lot of weird stuff. Is there not any kind of weird stuff you might be looking at?
Yeah, you know, that that's
very true. Or is that really just kind of a, this is what, it looks good now, get into the weird stuff later when we start testing it out, kind of.
I mean, I could easily see that, like, say, Halfling Hot Pots, only 60K for them, so it's the same price as a reroll.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like a weird pseudo-wizard, so, you know, maybe that would be better than one of those rerolls. You probably don't need two rerolls, so you could be easily onto something there.
Yeah, and it does cost one skill point to take that.
Yeah, which you have one you can give up if you need to.
Yeah.
And you could either downgrade one of those tree skills, or you don't have to have a sneaky get hopeful. It's just nice.
Yeah, it's always nice to have extra fouling.
I mean, you got enough guys, you still foul all the time.
For their cost, for sure, yeah. So those are the three main tent poles of the squad that we would probably take. Mm-hmm. Did we want to look at any of the other rosters that you thought were interesting to look at, or there's kind of generally we don't know because we don't play them that often?
I guess I'll run over the Slann roster, I guess, real quick.
Sure.
So this is based off K-Fogg's roster. He played at World Cup, which I thought was far and away the smartest Slann roster I saw, and not anything like the one we made. So I think this is excellent. And I basically, you have to lose one reroll from what he had, but he had five. So I think you can survive with four.
Yeah.
I'd rather have more, but you still have a lot. You still have the apothecary. For players, there's three catchers. I have one guard one and two dodge ones. And then I have nine linemen. So one block, two wrestle, and one strip ball. Basically just rerolls and linemen with skills and the catcher with guard to get in there and get the ball when you need to. And you just try and, you know, outscore people, turn them over when you can.
Yeah.
I think everything else on this team's in a way is kind of a distraction. If you're playing for like that kind of variance with Slann, in my mind.
So this does, like you said, come with four rerolls, one coach, and one apoth.
Mm-hmm.
Realistically, you could, because you're at 13 players, you could go down to 12, bump up one of the linemen to another catcher, and then use the... I just miscalculated, didn't I? Because that'd be 60 minus 20, which is 40. You know, yeah, that'd work. And then get rid of the coach and give yourself an extra reroll.
Oh, you could.
So you'd be at 12 with five rerolls. And with the Apoth, I mean, yeah, your frogs, you're probably going to hurt yourself. They're probably going to hurt you. But if it's between one extra lineman and an extra reroll, I'm probably going to go the reroll.
Mm. Yep. I mean, you could,
and it gives you another
pick,
catcher.
You have that coach. So
yeah,
you could either drop a lineman or drop a reroll. Either one works.
Yeah. And that way you get the four catchers, which might be too many because, you know, they're lower armor, but it's never a bad thing to have four agility on the pitch.
No, they're sweet. I really want to have like enough guys who have like hitting skills too. And I don't think I would want like a wrestle catcher or something probably.
Yeah.
If I had enough double skills where I could get more guard on them, then I'd like more, I think.
Yeah, it would just be annoying. It'd
be nice to have two guard catchers.
Oh, for sure.
When that guy definitely gets killed.
But, what? He's not going to get targeted, smashed in the mouth at all? Not at all.
It just better be off of when you got the ball out, you know?
Yeah.
I don't think it would hurt to cover this Khorne team either.
Just sure.
Everything we really did was like pretty much Adge teams in a way. Or I guess Underworld are more like just a big attrition fouling kill team. So this isn't too different from the World Cup version. I dropped one lineman, which only gives you 12 players, which I don't love, but I think is okay. I have four Bloodseekers, all with block, Bloodspawn with block. I have a two heads Khorne Gore and a block Marauder, and then fill out the team with the remaining, five more Marauders.
Yeah.
You still have two rerolls and a coach. So, I mean, if you're good with Frenzy, this team is great.
Yeah.
So,
and again, solid. Just block on most people. Two heads on the Khorne Gore is interesting. I mean, and only having one of them. I've usually taken more of them just to have the mobility, but...
And the non-frenzy guys.
Yeah, and the non-frenzy.
That's a nice thing about it. And they have Juggernaut, too, so, you know, there's other things you can do with them, but I feel like the two heads could let him blitz with the Juggernaut if you need him to, you know, if your other guys are tied up, and also it helps him when he's handling the ball. There's other good things he could have, certainly, like sure hands or whatever, but...
That'd be interesting. Yeah, I don't know.
I
wouldn't
worry about them getting killed with all those AV 8 plus marauders and not having an Apoth or a 13th guy, but I don't think you can realistically cut anything else here.
So. No. He's got to lean into the blood for the blood god.
Right. Yep.
You will kill,
and I feel
and
like
you
this
die.
Team could be good if you're good with frenzy, and it's always fun to punch people, and I think there's going to be a lot of punchy teams that are good to hit. Those just seem like the best teams to me.
There's a noticeable lack of tackle on anybody.
Right. Yeah, and I mean, that might be something that needs to get changed just because of the way these rosters are. Like, with the Juggernaut, tackle Korngor is definitely good. You know?
Yeah, Chaos Dwarf being tier A.
Yeah.
It's so hard to... They're a really good team because they give you the mobility and the smashing.
Mm-hmm.
And with them not being updated to the new rules, they might be a little bit better than what other people might think.
Sure.
But yeah, I can't see taking them with 4 skill points.
Yeah, I do think their roster works out fine at 1.1.
Yeah.
So that's nice, but it's just so minimal skills. It's like, what do? Block the bulls and then 2 guard? Or you take 1 mighty blow blocker, I guess? I mean, there's just not, it's so few skills.
Yeah.
It could be a good meta call, though, certainly. I feel like there's going to be a good amount of stunnies because they seem pretty good. A lot of Amazons and definitely Underworld.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking is, you know, solely as a meta take, they're probably, to me, better than what dwarves would be. Because, again, dwarves are good, but my playstyle, I just enjoy Chaos Dwarves more.
Sure.
And they have mutations.
And dwarves are probably better at getting a draw, but Chaos Dwarves are probably better at getting a win.
That's fair. I don't know. Overall, I think it's a very interesting tournament to try to build up squads. Be interesting to see what people take and what actually ends up winning.
Yeah. Yeah, that's always like so interesting to see like how right or wrong... Probably wrong we were.
Oh, yeah, of course.
So,
I guess, realistically, like, the main, I guess the last thing, is the winning squad, will they have any Team A's? Or squad, Tier A teams?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I just have to say no. I mean, I would not be surprised if a all-stunty squad, or, you know, 3 out of 4 stunty, won it all, just because of the additional skills, the good playing, and, you know, just so many bodies on the pitch and stuff, you know?
And if I end up going to this, what I would prefer to go with is one of the 6-point squads, so you're eligible for that award.
Yeah.
I like the stunny teams anyway, and take, like, 3 of those in Underworld.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a great squad.
That sounds great to me. And, you know, then if you lose, you just blame it that you played stunties, you know? It's
exactly.
Like, what can you do?
I went up against a Chaos Dwarf team 3 out of my 6 matches or whatever.
Yeah.
But I believe that should probably wrap things up. Anything else you'd like to add to the discussion?
No, I don't think so. I don't got anything exciting.
Okay.
I'm not that witty.
If anyone has different opinions, which I'm sure you do, feel free to write in, let us know. You can message us on Facebook or do email or whatever. Happy to hear from you. I don't have anything
else.
What
is our email?
I don't know anymore. Why would I know that? Now, we have the original, which is World Cup Report BB@gmail.com, which I never cared for. But, you know. Can't get the good one. We now have World Cup Report Worldwide at gmail.com, which is an easier one for people to remember. So,
yeah,
if you'd like to message us there, feel free. And like I said, we're on Facebook. We're still going to be under World Cup Report Worldwide, and I'll reply, no problem. And if you want to talk to Tim, I'll tell him there's a message, and he can pop in.
Yeah, we'd love to hear how we inspired you to play exactly what we said, or more likely, what your good ideas are that we should have said.
Mm-hmm. And if you want to put bets down on something, if it's like a dollar, we got you. I can afford a dollar.
Oh, yeah. Dollars or donuts.
Dollars or donuts. So dollars to donuts. That's the end of my contributions for the episode. If you have any parting words, you're welcome to say them.
I guess I'll just go au revoir again.
Thank you for listening to World Cup Report Worldwide. You can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/WCReportBB. You can email us at worldcupreportworldwide@gmail.com or at worldcupreportbb@gmail.com.